that's just a little of country soul queen and revered Indigenous singer-songwriter Emma Donovan with the late Archie Roach and the song Down City Streets. And Emma has a highly anticipated new album, Till My Song Is Done, just released. And I got Emma on the line. G'day, Emma.
Hey, Reverend, how are you?
Good, darling.
Good to hear from you.
We just played some of Down City Streets. That must bring back some great memories of Archie.
Yeah, sure does. Always brings me plenty of memories. And just, you know, every time I hear that voice, especially the recordings I've done with him, I always think about how lucky I've been.
Yeah. Well, now, what kind of influence did Archie have on you, both as a performer and personally?
I guess, you know, most of all, like, when I think about Uncle Archie, you know, he's like, you know, he's the uncle that fills up all the other, you know, memories of my family. You know, his voice is, it's almost like singing with my grandfather, you know. My grandfather passed when I was a lot younger, but, you know, in the music scene growing up.
Because you were part of the Donovans, weren't you?
Yeah. There was Pop Miko, who wrote lots of songs for my mum's brothers. And then there was my nan, Aileen Donovan, yeah. And they all sung.
And you've been touring the country for over 20 years now. Does it feel that long?
it does. I feel like I know a few, you know, there's a few people that have been around.
Yeah.
There's, you know, all the old fellas like Unc, you know, and Unny, and the late, you know, Unny, Uncle Archie and Unny Ruby.
Yeah.
Hunter. There's like that newer generation that are coming through. Like,
yeah. I did some. Throw some names at us.
Yeah, well, you know, people like young Janaya Roach, is, you know, she's coming through, and that's one of Uncle Archie's granddaughters and Unny Ruby's granddaughters.
Yeah.
And so that's the time you think to yourself, oh, it's, you know, I'm getting on myself.
Now, Till My Song Is Done is both your new single and also the title track of your upcoming album. We're going to play some of it soon. But what struck me was the moving lyrics, darling.
Ah, thank you, Rev. yeah, them lyrics is, you know, me singing up about, you know, I suppose a lot of musos can relate to this one, you know, the endless work in the industry, the late night drives and, you know, the touring and being away from the kids and the fam and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but also the reasons why I do walk out that door and want to sing and continue music, all the things I want to sing for my community, for my people, a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm singing for. Yeah.
So how important was it for you to get back to the sounds of country and your creative performing roots?
I feel like this is my way, you know, to acknowledge my old grandparents. They were recording and singing in a time where there wasn't, they didn't have them opportunities.
Yeah.
So I kind of, looking back on some of these old tunes, looking back on, you know, this new music, is it's kind of like a representation of just kind of what I know of what I've grown up, which I think is pretty simple chords and, you know, simple topics.
It kind of keeps you humble and grateful, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've been in another humbling experience for me for the last 10 years was, you know, playing in the band, the Putbacks. And so I think when I think of myself, you know, outside that big collaboration, this is kind of all I know, Rev, you know,
which is
my country roots.
So what are some of your favourites on this new album?
Oh, look, I love there's an old gospel song my grandfather used to sing to me, Sweet By and By. That's a big song for me because when I was growing up, all the family would sing these gospel songs and we kind of like became like funeral singers for the community, like the local.
Yeah.
And that's where I learned. That's kind of like where I was a little girl standing alongside Pop, because then the family would get asked to sing, you know, and honour some of the family when they'd pass. So I wanted to include some of them old gospel songs. And, you know, my grandfather come from Barrowville Mission and my grandmother come from Burnt Bridge Mission, and you know, these are the songs they knew together. So
God.
Yeah,
so that's my so fave. There's a lot of introspection in this, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot of I guess you know, acknowledging that, you know, the, my grandparents just, you know, left. I always feel just honestly just overwhelmed and blessed that there was such love for country music. Yeah.
And all songs were co-written and produced by you and Mick Maher. Tell us about Mick.
I love him. He's like my my long-time collaborator. I actually met Mick back in the Black Armband days, so probably 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I just feel like he's the one follow. He knows everything about me. He understands this connection and the long-term, you know, love that I have for family and country, and he's seen me grow, you know. There's always people like that you got to keep close.
Because you were hugely successful in this national tour you had with US country singer Charlie Crockett.
Yeah, I loved it. I fell in love with his music. He's pretty cool. He's a cool cat from Texas.
So what's next for Emma Donovan?
Oh, look, I would love to look into probably after this album. For me, to be honest, Rev, I feel like it's just I'm scratching the surface and finding out more about myself. I'm finding out ways that I can, you know, continue acknowledging that family, historical family bloodline that I have with country music. I just want to keep learning more about that for myself.
Emma, I'm listening to you right through these headphones. You've got just a beautiful soul. God bless you, sweetheart. God bless you. And thank you so much for talking tonight.
Nah, thank you. Thanks for having a bit of time for me.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Late night sound, till my soul is gone, I'll get home. till my song is done.